This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to another hour of the best of today. That is the best conversation. Hi, Doug Steffen here, presenting Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, who both have trending items for us. So where do we start? Alphabetically, let's see. H-I-J-K. So Horn comes first. Jennifer.
Did you count on your fingers on that one?
I got my toes and my fingers involved in that whole deal. Yes. Thank you, Victoria. All right, so Jennifer, what do you have that's trending?
Well, I have the teenage soccer team who is trapped in this cave system in northern Thailand. They are in this cave, and they'll be there for a while. They're almost a kilometer underground. Officials coordinating the rescue said that they won't attempt to even move in on them until sometime later in the week. The new video was released by the Thai Navy SEALs, and it shows the boys wrapped in foil blankets for warmth, and they speak up one by one. They're all in good health. They're all talking. There are even some smiles between the kids. They introduce themselves. They say, "I'm healthy." One says, "Thank you to everyone who is waiting for their rescue." There have been several solutions that have been considered since the team was found huddled in this cavern on Monday night. Rescuers are working on a plan to evacuate the boys, who are aged 11 to 16, and they have a 25-year-old coach with them. The problem is that the tunnels that they're stuck in are very narrow, and they are flooded. There are some solutions that say they may actually have to learn how to dive and wear full-face diving masks. There was a press conference this week in which the governor said it would be difficult to bring them out. He said he didn't want to provide an estimate on when they could be brought out and actually reunited with their families, but he did say that everyone is working hard to look for the best and the safest solution. And to keep the boys' spirits up, authorities are attempting to set up phone lines inside the cave so that they can talk to their parents and have a connection to the outside world. However, so far, attempts to install the cables have been unsuccessful.
All right. Can we back up here a little bit?
Yeah.
So they went into this cave, supposedly, on what prompting? There was no water in the cave, apparently, when they first went in.
Right.
So how did they get in their heads this would be a cool thing to do? Do we
it
have
was an
that
outing with their coach.
There was a planned outing into this cave?
On Saturday, yeah. And it just obviously went horribly awry. But the thing is, though, and like you said, Doug, they didn't wade through water that we know of, or at least if they did, it wasn't a lot of water. So at some point, the tide is going to have to... Oh, it is? I knew there was a downpour, but I thought maybe the tide had something to do with this as well.
Well,
but I could be
they've
wrong,
been
I
a couple of times that they've tried to lower the level of the water, but how do they? They don't have any masks. They don't have oxygen tanks. Or
they
just stay there. What do they have
for
food? How much food have they got? Or can they get more food? Because they could be there for a long time till the water level goes down.
And I think the professionals, like the military and the officials, the law that is there, is supposed to be diving in supplies to them, too. Mm-hmm. The problem is that these boys, because they're 11 to 16, a lot of them don't know how to dive. And so they're trying to figure out logistically how to safely get them out of there, because that would be the tragedy if they were safe inside this cave and then on the rescue, that's when something went wrong.
Yeah. All right, quite a drama. Okay, Victoria, what do you have that's trending?
Well, some sad drama and some sad news for Tina Turner. Her firstborn son, Craig Turner, has died of an apparent suicide in his Studio City, California home. He was found there by the police. An autopsy is pending. He worked in real estate. He was Tina Turner's firstborn son. He was born when she was 18, and she was not married to, but she was with a saxophonist at the time named Raymond Hill. That's his father. And then Craig was adopted by Ike Turner when they got married in 1962. He apparently was with Tina throughout all the horrible physical abuse implemented by Ike Turner.
The Ike years.
The Ike years, yeah. And so Tina, after the fact, had talked about Craig and said he was a very emotional kid. And obviously from what he saw his mother going through, that was, I'm sure, had a huge impact on him. Tina and Ike Turner divorced in 1978, and then she's been with her now husband. He's a music producer. He's German. His name's Erwin Bach, so they are literally Bach and Turner. They've been together for nearly 30 years, and unfortunately, on Tuesday night, Tina Turner and her husband were in Paris attending a Giorgio Armani party, and that's when her son took his life. So she has not released a statement yet, but I'm sure this is, a tragic event in their family.
Bach and Turner Overdrive.
Right.
Right. For those of you who don't get it, is a group Bachman.
That's why I said they're literally Bach and Turner, yeah.
Got it. Thank you very much, Victoria.
Hey, that was a joke just for you, Dudley.
Thank you. Very cute. All right. So here's some travel news. I find this to be interesting because I travel a lot and I think about the people. I don't let myself get into a situation unless I have no control over it, and that's not often because you pick your seat. You know, like a couple of weeks ago, I had to go to Martha's Vineyard on a puddle jumper, and it was okay because I could sort of pick my seat. But the seats are different depending on where you sit in the plane. Not usually the case, although some of the airlines now give you more leg room, whatever they call it. Their gimmick is to give you 6 or 7 inches more, and it's...
Yeah, you get to pay so that you don't get blood clots. It's perfect.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Thank you, air travel.
But the FAA has said this week that it will not regulate airline seating because evacuation tests prove there's enough room to maneuver. Now, how many of you have complained about cramped quarters in planes? Oh. And you can, but the airlines will tell you. You can make your decision, buy for $40 or $50 a better seat in a better part of the plane. We're giving you choices. You want a cheap seat, then you get what you pay for. You want a more expensive seat, you get a more comfortable circumstance. And so the FlyersRights.org group that challenged the FAA in the Court of Appeals were concerned that these seats prevent evacuations. That was their goal to prove, and they couldn't prove it. So anyway... they claim they have not, the airlines haven't conducted full scale evacuation tests, and this would
in decades. That's the key phrase there. They haven't done it in decades. If you think about even 10 years ago, 20 years ago, the amount of leg room that seats had in coach, and if you think about what it is now. I'm 5'9". My knees are completely inside the pocket.
That's the issue, is that people are getting bigger and the seats and the leg space are getting smaller, which is not good.
Right. So, and I'm wondering...
Yeah, the leg room has disappeared on planes.
Completely.
Ugh, it's crazy.
To go one step further with this sort of thing, I don't get this, but I don't have a love of Southwest like some people do. The most... valued airline brand is Southwest, according to a poll surveying 77,000 customers over the age of 15. And this is not just for airlines, actually. This is 3,000 brands in a variety of categories that have significant operations here in our country. The study looked at how these businesses impact consumers with three different variables: your familiarity with the product, the quality of the product, and consideration of whether you would use it again. And Southwest is brand of the year and value airline in that category. I don't see that. I don't get that Southwest, frankly, is any different than any other airline anymore. Used to be different, but now the planes are crowded, the seats are close together, anyway.
Maybe people feel like they just get more money for more bang for their buck. I don't. I've
you
never
don't
flown
anymore.
Southwest, so I don't.
You
know.
Don't. The prices are the same on Southwest. You can quote any long haul. For example, I keep my eye on what the price is to go to Boston, from Boston to Los Angeles, because I do it very frequently. And the prices on American usually are the least, but it all depends on when you're flying And it isn't, like, if you can pick a time of the day, I just, for the heck of it, to keep myself tuned in, I checked United versus American on my trip in a couple of weeks out to L.A. And United turned out to be more expensive by about $40 for the same thing. You got to make sure that you're comparing apples to apples, too, because there's different seats.
Yeah, but one thing that's certain is that Southwest is not where you go to get discounted seats anymore. It used to be.
No.
Maybe if you have a lot of advance notice and you get some of the few fares that they discount really early on, their getaway fares, you can save some money. But the only thing for Southwest that I think that they have going for it is that you don't have to pay for baggage. I think you get 2 free bags.
Yeah.
And it's kind of just the ease of getting on and off for short hauls. Plus, the 737, we talk about legroom. Even though it seems like it's a smaller flight, you're still getting a little more legroom than you are in some of the newer planes, I think. It's just...
Well, they're still making the 737. And the most complaints, it's interesting you say that, most complaints ever received by the FAA in terms of what we were just talking about, the test to see whether or not you can get out of a plane safely in the room in the plane, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The most complaints they've ever had have been focused on this new 737. Is called the Neo, the one that you hear about the bathroom being half the size that it was. They have literally.
I think Southwest maybe has the older 737.
So well, they have newer ones. They have the 800, but they're getting what the 737 has been reconfigured. There are two new models called. One of them is called the Max, the 737 Max, which really really crams people. And the Max means maximum seating, and then the Neo, which is supposed to give you some new, it makes it easier for you to use your computer, your laptop on board and things like that. But they're squeezing in 4 more rows in the same size plane. The 800 is basically the Neo. That's the longest of the configurations of the 737. And they've fixed it so that they carry almost as many as a 757 used to. You just can't do that and have anybody have any comfort whatsoever. It is a disgrace. It's awful to be using a short haul, an hour or two, okay. But to put those things on a long haul trip, you're out of your minds. And that's why people need to know what they're getting into. When you're signing up for a flight and you want to find out whether you're going to be comfortable, find out about the plane. Ask questions about what's the plane. What kind of a plane am I going to be riding in, and what's the seating in the plane? That's a very important thing. You got any medical situations to consider at all? 19 past the hour. ED. It's embarrassing, and prescription treatment is so expensive. There's got to be a generic prescription option. Speak to the folks at Marley Drug, a North Carolina pharmacy with a generic prescription treatment for ED that can lower your per-dose cost to around $2 a tablet. Get the information at marleygenerics.com or call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310, 800-601-0310.
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people.
Are you breaking up with me on a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun. Maybe we should stay together.
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV show, and though I hide behind a microphone, my smile is still really important to me. Like you, I want a bright white smile, but the coffee, lots of coffee, maybe even a little red wine, well that has taken a little bit of shine from my smile. Over the years, I've tried a lot of tooth whitening products. I found a 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs, and it works in 5 minutes without messy strips or trays. Power Swabs is clinically studied and uses a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent to lighten stains in 5 minutes. You just snap, swab, and smile, and in 5 minutes, coffee, tea, smoking stains, they all start to disappear. Power Swabs remove stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs by calling 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard it here to get 50% off the retail price. Dial 800-208-1797.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
About you, but I've missed House of Cards. There was something about it. I didn't follow it at first, and then we really got into it. And on the day it dropped, I think it was last year, the year before, Meredith watched the whole thing from beginning to end, and then I would watch. It was a good show. It's all over. When does it drop the final year of this or the final episodes without Kevin Spacey? Must be dropping pretty soon, aren't they?
It's this fall.
Is it in the fall?
Okay. I could be wrong, but I think they just wrapped production at the
yeah,
end
recently.
Of June
fairly recently. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So
yeah.
Maybe this fall.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of Kevin Spacey, police in England are probing new sexual assault allegations from three different accusers. The police, he lived there. I think I've told this story before. He lived in a penthouse. He ran the old Vic.
Yeah, he ran the theater.
4 or 5 years, yeah, right. And he lived in an apartment in Waterloo that belonged to my friend Uri Geller. He was a very interesting guy, apparently paid his bill on time, that kind of stuff. But Scotland Yard says they are investigating accusations of these assaults made not by one, but by three men who came forward a couple of months ago. And this would bring the known total of accusers to six, at least in England. Australian actor Guy Pearce, who appeared with Spacey in the film L.A. Confidential, stunned an audience this week when he suggested that Spacey had groped him during the filming of that movie. In an interview with a talk host, Pierce, who is now 50, you all know, you'd recognize him in a second.
Oh, yeah, picture. He's a great actor, yeah.
Said it was slightly difficult to star opposite Spacey because he was handsy. He said, luckily, I was 29, not 14, but the audience really was taken aback. The threat of criminal prosecution against Spacey, let's see, Los Angeles, Nantucket, London, and now his legal woes may have doubled. There is no statute of limitations on sex crimes in England. So it was 2004 to 2015 when he was at the old Vic. Anyway, I imagine that there's, it must, whatever went on must have gone on up in that apartment. Anyway, no charges have been filed against Spacey anywhere other than in England, I don't think. He got, there's some guy in a bar in Nantucket that accused him of sexual assault a couple of years ago. But what a sad
thing. It was interesting that the old Vic, when they did an investigation, and 20 people came forward anonymously and said that he accused him of sexual misconduct.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people.
The sad thing for me is that these people are so multifaceted. I've had the opportunity to meet Bill Cosby, and it was a weird incident, but it was still one where he was nice. And for me, my most favorite interview, and I have interviewed a million celebrities, was Kevin Spacey. He was likable and humble and so interesting to talk to, and yet that person is still capable of what we're hearing, and it's just...
It's, you never know.
It makes it much easier when a villain is a villain is a villain, and life is...
Bad guys are hard to spot these days, you're right. All right, let's get to something that's fun. The soundtrack from Mamma Mia is beginning to trickle out. I'm still confused whether it is...
Tog is confused by the plot of Mamma Mia.
No, I'm not. Yeah, that's... No, I'm confused whether it is, in fact, Cher in the movie.
Yes,
and
Cher is 100%
and Meryl Streep is not in the movie.
Meryl Streep is also in the movie.
Oh, all right.
But I don't believe that they interact with each other.
Got it. Okay.
They're never on screen at the same time. What does that tell you?
So it could be the same person. Yes. All right, let's see here. This is very interesting. Well, Andy Garcia is in this movie along with the three fathers. So what role does Andy Garcia play?
He plays Fernando.
Fernando.
Yeah.
But Fernando is who? Cher plays...
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At a West Virginia speaking engagement on the eve of the 4th of July, President Trump answers those who've been calling for a federal agency to be abolished.
I hear Democrats saying, we want to abandon ICE. We want to abandon. We're not abandoning ICE, and we're not abandoning our law enforcement.
Speaking at what was called a salute to service dinner at the Greenbrier Resort, the president saying he continues to support the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, and he will continue to enforce the nation's immigration laws. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the federal government cannot do much to stop school shootings. The Kentucky Republican telling a crowd in his home state that local schools and local law enforcement have to take the lead on school safety. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Lots of energy and excitement as we focus on what's going on in the world around us on the DJV show. Doug Steffen presenting Jennifer Horan, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen is at our controls. I was noticing the story, the international things, the Russia thing, oh my God, on the countdown every week that we do, a lot of participation from the folks on this program, the Talkers Countdown. The investigation is usually number three or number four, and you wonder what's really new here. And apparently there are a couple of new twists and wrinkles in this week. The finding that Russia actually was trying to push the interests of Donald Trump seems to be what the Senate thinks, even though the House doesn't agree or hasn't so far. Jennifer, you are usually closer to these things than anybody else, but what I get from kind of reading between the lines is that Vlad was trying to help the Donald Is it why he won? See, the suggestion from the Democrats is that that's why he won. Is it?
Right. No. It's because Trump outworked Hillary Clinton in like four states. That was the difference. And everybody who's said this, the House and the Senate, both have said that while Russia has meddled in our intelligence community, really, actually, you could add them in, even though Russia meddled in the election, it did not determine an outcome. By meddling, they're talking about running internet ads, working on social media platforms, and Trump's supposed to meet with Putin next month, and this is supposed to be on the table, is how Russia inserts itself into other countries' elections, not just ours.
Right.
We do it, by the way. In fact, I think Obama took a lot of heat when America got involved in the last election in Israel when Bibi Netanyahu was running.
Mm-hmm. All right. So how, though, with definitive accuracy, can they say either it was or wasn't influential in the outcome?
I don't know. That's what the intelligence community say, that it, this was
about... American voters?
Okay, no, but I think what they're trying to say is that vote counting, all of those things were not hacked during the election. Now, maybe people's minds were changed.
But influence peddling was there. It was
influence peddling, for sure. And that happens in every single election. I thought it was interesting. So along with the Senate saying that it did help Trump, the House saying it didn't, there was a federal judge who on Tuesday, and tossed a lawsuit out claiming that the Trump campaign and Roger Stone colluded with WikiLeaks and the Russian government. They said that there was not enough, that the rulings or the allegations of conspiracy were insubstantial to proceed in a court. Look, if there was anything that is going to come from this, you're going to hear from Mueller about it. You know, I'm not even going to go that far. I don't think that there's anything, because I think we would have heard about it by now. We're already a year and almost a half into this investigation. Mm-hmm. But the Mueller report's supposed to be out at the end of summer, perhaps before the midterm election. So we'll know soon enough whether or not there was any collusion. It's very difficult legally, though, to prove that there was wrongdoing, because collusion is not by itself a crime. You hear everybody talking about collusion. It's conspiracy that's an actual crime. And so that's an extra level of another burden of proof for prosecutors to prove that there was collusion in the first place, and then that there was, beyond that, an attempt to conspire with an outside source.
Okay.
I think Don Jr. had given, I think he had given some documents or tried to leak stuff to WikiLeaks. I think that's probably the connection with WikiLeaks. I don't know that it went further than that.
Roger Stone had said, there's going to be something big with WikiLeaks, because he loves Julian Assange. Roger Stone is strange. He loves all of this weird stuff. He loves Julian Assange. And so they're saying that because Trump in a rally speech said, watch out, there's going to be more news about Hillary Clinton, that he was alluding to WikiLeaks. And I think that's very difficult to prove.
I think the best thing that's come of all of this, though, and I think all Americans would agree, that the best thing to happen is to know what Russia's doing and to prevent this happening in the future. Now, look what happened to Facebook. Facebook has had to completely restructure their entire organization based on a lot of these findings. And Cambridge Analytica, they're involved in Brexit, too. They weren't just involved with the Trump campaign here in the U.S. with the election. They were with the pro-Brexit people over in England. So, you know, that company is now disbanded and they're gone. So I think there are a lot of good things that have come from all of this to safeguard our own elections.
Well, what really has come out of it is hopefully people who are paying attention understanding how much you're getting played by various entities. And it isn't just in politics, it's in your everyday life. What kind of a car do you drive? What kind of bedding do you have? Anything. You're getting played unless you use your head. Weigh the advertising, if you will, and get results. One of the great things about the era that we're in is you can look at what other people just like you say about the product that is that you're considering buying. You can always get those reviews. And in a sense, politics is a consumer sport. You are consuming information. You're making up your mind on what to buy, because that's really what you're doing. You're buying a political party. You're buying a philosophy. You're buying a person. You're buying access, I guess, in a manner of speaking. That's all. It's very sophisticated. Very sophisticated because of the tools that we have available to us now. So if you're not using the sophisticated approach to decide they've used that, the people who are selling to you have used a very sophisticated approach to get you to buy or to listen or to do something. And if you're not as sophisticated in return, then chances are you're going to get jobbed. That's, you know, that's what's happened here. We've gotten jobbed. The Russians are pretty smart, mostly because they have Edward Snowden over there. If he weren't there, I don't think they'd be doing much of any of this stuff. Certainly not to the extent that they are. So, meanwhile, back at the ranch here, Walmart is selling Impeach 45 and Impeach Trump apparel for babies and adults. I guess this is America, and it ought to be that you can sell whatever you want. I think it's in very poor taste. However, there are so many people that just are so angry about Trump, they think this is amusing. And now there's social media trying to, there's sort of a backlash.
Well, the funny thing is that they also sell Make America Great Again.
Right.
Yeah. So basically Walmart is just trying to profit off of every group of people out
the
there.
The question will be which one outsells the other, right? Will that be some indicator as to how the midterms will go or 2020 will go?
I think it's just an indicator of who shops
who
at Walmart.
Goes to Walmart. I think you're right.
Well, I think, and then the one that I found, which was polled, and see, Walmart doesn't make any of these. They have all these third-party sellers on their retail sites
online.
They're
all made in China, too, by the way.
Yeah, exactly.
Everything at Walmart comes out of China.
Last November, they sold a shirt that read, quote, rope, period, tree, period, journalist, period, some assembly required. That's
suggesting you hang journalists.
That's horrific.
It was pulled, though.
Someone put it up on the site.
So obviously, whoever they're working with these, you know, third-party vendors, they're obviously not doing any kind of vetting of what they're selling. Which, if you're going to put your name
or
on
they
something,
are on purpose, and they don't.
Hello, it's Walmart.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding.
But there's a very easy solution. T-shirts with slogans on them are super tacky. So just don't wear them, and then problem solved.
Wait, hold on a minute. We have Eastley Farm T-shirts. Eastley Farm T-shirts, Moolicious ice cream. We should put. I'm gonna post.
I made Jeff throughout all of his printed T-shirts because I just couldn't handle them.
Solid.
So there's T-shirts is all that really.
This is a very easy problem to solve, America.
Really?
He had a shirt. Actually, he would laugh if I told you this because he still sleeps in it. But Jeff had a shirt that when I saw him walking towards me, I thought it said Gay Finder, and I was like.
That's one way to advertise.
I'm like, are you trying to tell me something? Like, what is a gay finder?
So what did
like,
it really
are you
say?
Looking? Gryffindor was a Harry Potter shirt. I'm like, oh, that's got to go. Out the door. No Harry Potter
shirt. I wear the old T-shirts on the farm. You can see me wearing
them. Well, if you're working outdoors, that's different. Yeah. If you're doing yard work, then all of your slogan tees, that's where you apply them. But you do not wear them in public. Like, no. It's just an absolute hard no.
I'm in public when I'm on the farm, to a point.
Because let me tell you, wearing a Gay Finder shirt out to dinner,
I think having a T-shirt that says Gay Finder is actually fashion-wise better than being an adult man wearing a Gryffindor T-shirt.
I'd agree. I'd rather him do like a millennial Gay Finder shirt than Harry Potter.
And leave it open to interpretation. But Gryffindor, wow.
Wow is right. It's
Carol,
44 past the hour. On the for a buck.
You love Harry
on
Potter.
The DJV show.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
A woman in Austin, Texas, tripped over a toddler who was running inside a furniture store, and she broke her ankle. She sued the store owners, claiming they had created an unsafe environment for their customers. A jury agreed with her, ruled against the store, and awarded the woman $80,000 in damages. Everyone watching the case was shocked by the outcome because the toddler was her own son. That jury should have looked through the lens of liberty and recognized that the store was not at fault. She was. America was founded on the simple principle that ordinary people can govern themselves. But that requires personal responsibility. Accidents happen. But instead of blaming others and filing lawsuits, we ought to just watch where we're going. And more importantly, put a stop to these frivolous lawsuits.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Hey, it's Chris from Noro Coffee again. First, I want to thank all of Doug's listeners who purchased Noro Coffee since we started advertising. Your response has been absolutely amazing, and we really appreciate all your positive comments. Second, I apologize if you're tired of my voice. I get it. I hate my voice, too. But it didn't feel right to hire a professional to fake my passion for Noro Coffee. It really is a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention and support your brain health. Every cup of Noro Coffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in clinical trials to prove they work. With Noro Coffee, you get a brain health supplement and great-tasting artisan coffee for as low as 50 cents a day. And as always, if you don't love it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund, and I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Start drinking Noro Coffee to support your brain health now at GetNoroCoffee.com. That's GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNoroCoffee.com. GetNoroCoffee.com.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So, I'm trying to figure this business out. When we put stories together oftentimes, some of us, we collaborate and put pieces together, and sometimes I just, I launch out on my own. Thus is the story of this mother in Michigan whose son today is on life support. She revealed a story as to how her boss said there was no reason for her to ask for the day off. Listen to this. Lady's name is Crystal Fisher. She shared this week some screenshots of messages between her boss and her. She said she wouldn't be able to come to work at a food mart until her son was off life support. And instead of responding with some sort of empathy, the boss said, "That isn't how we do things, so I'll accept that you're quitting." And
what?
Then the mother responds, "Okay, so how do we do things when my child is on life support? I never said I was quitting, so I take that you're firing me?" And Ms. Fisher told her supervisor she'd given her 48 hours notice. The boss remained unmoved. Quote, "I will not get into it with you here, but I've been more than accommodating during this week, allowing schedule changes. There is no reason you can't work, and I will not tolerate drama. End of conversation. If you aren't there to work your shift tomorrow, then I'll take that you've quit." And then the mother texts back, "Okay, this is not an eye doctor appointment or a dentist appointment. This is my child on life support." And so the conversation goes back on. "I'll be in contact with corporate. I've never quit my job." This is the PS Food Mart Company. They posted a message. "We'd like to follow up on the issue brought to your attention." Anyway, it's a mess. It's stupid.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Now 53 past the hour, time for our weekly visit with Warren Eckstein, who's the host of the Pet Show, heard every week on lots of fabulous radio stations around the country. His website, petshow.com. Also, the ingredients for his, he's got a special proprietary brand called Hugs and Kisses of minerals, vitamins for dogs, and a separate for cats. I guess because cats have different needs than dogs, right? They have different emotional needs. They have different physical needs, psychological needs. Cats are just a mess. And so you got to give them a little bit more of the what for, right? Isn't that how it works?
Cats are just a mess. That's a new bumper sticker.
That's it. So there are campaigners for workers' rights who, you know, they work on trying to get more for less. That sort of thing happens. There are some provisions now being made for workers who have new dogs. For example, where Victoria is in New York City, companies are offering paid leave for employees in the first blush of pet ownership. It's called paternity leave. Get it?
Love that.
Paternity leave gives owners time with their new pets. It's very interesting to see how this stuff comes to be. Pet, not just another member of the family, and so this policy ensures a level playing field for workers, whether they had acquired a dog or a child. So what do you think about that, Warren?
Well,
here's
the reason behind it. Millennials are getting married much later, and therefore they're living by themselves or with friends, and they get a dog or a cat, and this dog or cat actually becomes their soulmate. And they love this dog, and they love their cat. And so basically what happens is, when the dog is sick or they get a new puppy, or if, God forbid, the puppy is giving birth, that's just what we need is more puppies, right. They can actually take time off, I think, or time off for grieving. A lot of companies will actually offer time off for grieving of a pet as well. I think it's a great idea. I think that people that have a dog or have a cat, it's part of their family, and they should have some time off to give the animal the ability to adjust. I really believe that.
You know, to carry that one step further, Warren, there are any number of animal lawsuits going on right now, going to a judge. Pet owners are trying to either get possession, custody, I guess is the better, possession, custody of the animal if they're going through a divorce. And then there are other people who are going to court to get justice for animals that are not being well taken care of.
The divorce case. Give me an example. I have gone to court at least a dozen times in my career to testify on behalf of one patient, a client or another client. And the reason is the judge would call me in. Let's say there's a lawsuit and they have a golden retriever. The husband wants the dog. The wife wants the dog. In many cases, what turns out is that one person doesn't really want the dog. They just don't want the other person to have the dog. So it becomes a vendetta against the other dog. So the judge would call me in and say, listen, will you work with the dog, watch the dog with the individuals, and see who you believe the dog, in fact, would be better off with. And I think that's a great idea because, sometimes what happens is it's not that they want the dog. They're just so angry and full of hate, they just don't want the other person to have the dog. And they take it out on the dog, and the dog suffers.
Well, but the courts apparently, Warren, are beginning to realize that the bond between humans and animals is very powerful, and it needs to be supported. But there's also, beside that, there are a number of malpractice suits. Lawyers are specializing, if you can imagine this, in veterinary malpractice suits and pet cruelty cases and landlord-tenant disputes over animals being allowed in buildings, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I find this very interesting that more and more pets and their owners and the circumstances in which they live are being adjudicated. I think that's.
I think it's about time. I think that
animal cruelty cases, that sort of thing. It's a felony in 40 states.
Well, actually, I believe on Long Island was the first place, and now there are other cities that do this as well. Just like you have a sex offenders list, they now have an animal abusers offenders list in many cities, in many states. I think L.A. is one of them. I think New York is one of them. New York City has it, mm-hmm. where if a person is accused of abusing animals, they go on a list, and therefore they, I don't know how good the list is, but the bottom line is it prevents them from adopting or getting another dog, supposedly. The courts are taking it seriously.
I think you got involved in this. Bob Barker, the old host of The Price is Right, very, very interested in animal rights. He started this 25, 30 years ago, he gave $1 million to study animal cruelty at UCLA and get programs started so that people would be more aware of how to better take care of their dogs, their cats, their pets.
You're an amazing guy. I had the opportunity of working with and speaking with Bob Barker many times. Just an incredible guy. But, people that have pets should have the same rights as anyone else. And the right to have a pet means that the pet has to be treated
responsibility.
Properly. Absolutely, yes. Right. I'm glad to see that the courts are taking it more seriously. And maybe by taking it more seriously, there'll be less animal abuse. That's what I'm hoping.
There you go. Word to the wise. Warren Eckstein. Check out his pet show at petshow.com. 59 past the hour.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.